Well, it's good to be with you again. It's been a while. And I didn't know when I called Bob Glaze on Monday, just given the events of the federal bailout or conservatorship, as they'd like us to know, the nationalization of what it really is, of Fannie and Freddie, what a very historic, prophetic week this would be. For some of you, the things that we're going to be talking about is the Treasury blueprint for a modernized financial regulatory system. And some of the headlines you'll see as we go through, but the bottom line is this: for the first eight people to my table, this is going to be a very historic newspaper. It's the Washington Post from yesterday. Very, very historic. I will be quoting from it in my presentation because of the magnitude of what it says. We are in very historic days. Dr. Hutchings mentioned my newsletters. I've written a newsletter for 20 years. It's now called Global Observations. For the last year, I have been writing about the changing structure of the stock exchange, a global stock exchange, the changing structure globally to bring in a world governmental system. I just wrote about the credit crisis up until about a month ago. The forthcoming newsletter, it may be a double issue, I'm not sure yet because there's so much to talk about, will give a lot of details that I can't go into today. And as he mentioned, they're available outside. The video of this presentation will be available for you here outside. So you can see my number one assistant, Pat, who is my sister, and who is responsible for all the pizzazz in the overhead. Historic times. Historic times, prophetic times, will require of you and me, going forward, a spiritual response of the highest magnitude. The response will include you and me searching our hearts to see if there be any wicked way and to lead us in the path of His righteousness and His holiness. Be ye holy, for I am holy. We are living in those kinds of days in which, in order to make it through, we will have to be holy as He is holy. This presentation is called the 2000... Let me get rid of that little darling. There we go. Oh. The 2008 credit crisis, the final transfer of America's financial sovereignty. That's exactly what is happening. The events of the last 13 months, nice Masonic number, 13, are historic, prophetic, catastrophic. We are in the midst of great and grave major change that builds on many historic things happening, such as the tax system, the tax code, the Federal Reserve in 1913, the crash of 1929, the nationalization and the things that Roosevelt set in place that led to the United Nations and the whole structure of world government that we know today. So we are now seeing individually in the United States of America, the last bastion, the last wall in the free world crumble. We are seeing the change of our government, the structure of our government change, the function of government is now changing, rights as individuals are changing, the retention of purchasing power is going out the wall, the ability to survive is the bottom line. It's no longer about making money on your money. This week changed that. It is about preserving money. It's also about their control of money and how they control the world. If you control the money, you control the world. Very simple. Control the money, control the world. Who controls it? International bankers, the Morgans, the Schiffs, the Rothschilds, many other names. Central banks, the Bank of England, the Bank of Japan, the Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank. investment bankers, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, just to name a few. This is a picture in the Financial Times from March 22nd, 23rd of this year. It called these men the four new sheriffs of Wall Street. The first two are from the Federal Reserve. Ben Bernanke, the new Federal Reserve chairman. Timothy Geithner. Timothy Geithner used to be an under-Treasury secretary. I believe I interviewed him a couple years back. Robert Steele. He came from Goldman Sachs. I'm sorry, this is, Robert Steele. Oh, that's Robert Steele. I'm one behind. Robert Steele, this is Hank Paulson. These two men came from Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs, a major international banking firm. The new four sheriffs of Wall Street. That means they supersede Congress. Nathan Rothschild from the Rothschild Bank in England said, "I care not what puppet is placed upon the throne of England to fuel the empire on which the sun never sets. The man who controls Britain's money supply controls the British Empire, and I control the British money supply." There are evil men who lust to control the monetary system of the world, using their power and influence to put down kings, princes, and presidents. God, however, rules. In the affairs of men, you all know what Isaiah says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He, the Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, that sits upon the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are as grasshoppers, and God brings the princes of this world and the judges to nothing." We can know this in our head, but we are going to have ample time in the future to learn it in our heart. These are just some of the headlines. The Financial Times, "Banks in Crises," from September 15th. We have seen, starting with December of 07, banks make joint assault. This is the beginning of a global central bank. For years, I've been talking about a global tax, a global currency, a global stock exchange, a global central bank, and global regulatory system. It's no longer coming. We are there. We are here. World government is no longer coming. It's been here. It is now manifesting itself, believe it or not, in what happened this week in Wall Street. March 22nd, mortgage crisis talks underway. June, regulators to rethink complex debt rules. September 8th, U.S. seizes mortgage giants, that's Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. WaMu forces out CEO, Washington Mutual, huge savings and loan. 9/15, Lehman prepares for bankruptcy. Bank of America agrees to buy Merrill Lynch. UBS, that's UBS Warburg, German bank, aims for speedy U.S. deal. The vultures are coming in. September 16th, that's this week if I recall, it's been such a fast week. Stocks plunge as credit crises intensifies at AIG, largest insurance company in the world. They're at risk. That same day, $700 billion in shareholder values vanish. September 17th, Goldman's earnings slide 70%. Now, for all of you who think I'm nuts, and I am not looking to give investment advice, I'm just suggesting that when earnings like this slide 70, it's time to buy. Why? Goldman is a major international banker. Now, this is not an investment recommendation. I'm making an observation, because I would be in trouble with the SEC at this point. The U.S. to lend AIG $85 billion in exchange for stake in firm. Lawmakers seek market intervention, proposal to include tighter regulation. We see in this morning's New York Times, it basically tells us just that. The vultures are coming in, just like they did with the savings and loan when they went under because they held mortgages of large commercial buildings. And they set up the resolution trust. The government did. They moved all those assets from savings and loans into the Resolution Trust Corporation. No accountability to government, no balance sheets, zero. Nothing was made public about what they did. So who do you think bought all that commercial real estate 20 years ago or so? It says here, top officials at the Treasury Department and the Federal